So how to be extremely productive when you're writing and creating ideas? Here's what I do. First of all, I carry with me a recording device at all times. Make sure that you can record any idea that you get instantly, because we often think that, oh, if I can't remember it in an hour, then it probably wasn't that good. But that's so wrong, because the brain just has a tendency to come up with stuff and then it just quickly forgets it. And that can be a matter of seconds sometimes. You get a great idea and then that's too far to your recording device, and then it's gone when you get there. So you have to be able to get an idea suddenly in an airport, whatever, in your car, and then you have to reach for that recording device instantly, two clicks or whatever, and then bam, you can record it right away. And of course, I'm presupposing here that it's an idea that you can sing. It can also be a text idea, because this is another little technique that you go around in your daily business and you drive your car and you see signs everywhere. You see billboards and commercials, and you have all kinds of sentences, and each sentence is a little rhythm. You can't say a sentence da-da-da-da-da without also saying ba-da-da-da-da-da, a rhythm, da-da-da. So whenever you have a sentence, you also have a rhythm. And that rhythm can be a template for a melody or a sequence. So for instance, you might come upon a really simple sign. Let me see, I have some traffic. One way, for instance. That's it. You see a sign, it says one way. That's an idea. So you come up with and say, okay, you might expand on that and say one way only. Okay, if you're writing lyrics, for instance, what could a song be about that had the chorus line one way only? What could that be a story about? And then on the verbal level, you start imagining what could that be about. In the chorus, I'm singing one way only, whatever. And what is that? What comes before that? One way only. Could that be about a relationship? Could that be about a way of looking at life? Could that be a depressed person who feels that there's only one way here, that he's up in a corner and then he has to go and there's only one way out? Whatever. But the key point is to just pick out, you know, commercial, just sentences all over the place, and then say, what could that be about? Or how would that sound in a chorus? Because if you have the right lyrics right there, then you can build an entire song around that. You have a rhythm and you have the lyrics. So you have a whole story that develops just from three words there. And so that's a really, really inspirational method, is to go around and look for these sentences everywhere. And then when you get that idea, you quickly record it, you sing it, you tell a little story and say, we have this sentence, it's about a guy who just, he's cornered, can't do anything else but just do this, whatever. And that this, the one thing he can do is bad. And he knows that, but he has to do it or something. You know, we want some drama. We want to tell a story when we create a song. And if it's an instrumental piece that you're writing, then you can do the same thing. Then all you just take, you can take the rhythm of the sentence and use that as a template for your melody. And then you can also, if you have an instrumental piece, you have to call it something. And then you can use that that text there. You can call it one way only, and that's the song. There's no lyrics to it, but that's the name of the song. And then you develop your whole theme there from that rhythm. Da, one way only. And you can, of course, sing it differently, but it inspires you to come up with a rhythm. And you can use that rhythm as a central theme that you can build your sequence on top of. And you can do that all day. You go around with your recorder, you talk to people, you do your work, you're from one meeting to another, you hit the car and bam, there you see a sentence, you get an idea, you record it. And you can record many ideas in this way. And you can have day after day after day where you have some of your focus constantly on getting ideas from everywhere you can. It can be something that people said to you as well. Somebody says, hello, have a nice day. Or whatever, or they change that to another thing that you can then use that inspires you to come up with something. And then so part of it is really having part of your focus on it at all times. And you can really create 10 ideas in a totally ordinary day in that way. And you take them home and you listen to them next day, or you listen to them in the evening, and you develop some of them, other you just throw away right away. But the quality of the ideas that you use gets higher and higher the more ideas you have. So if you can create tons of ideas all the time, imagine just if you created 5 ideas in this way all day, then one of them would be good, great, the 4 of them would be mediocre perhaps, but in a week you would have 25 ideas if you take a break on the weekends, but you would have 25 ideas that you can use to create a song. Or in a month, for instance, you would have 100 ideas that you can pull from to create a great song. Excuse me. So what are the odds that if you create 100 ideas for choruses in a month, that you will come up with something that is totally above and beyond what you actually consider to be great stuff? Though that's amazing odds. So that's one of the key things to being very productive and to raise the quality of what you do as well. Point 2 is to have an environment when you come home or in a studio, whatever that is, where you can quickly record the next level of the idea. Because you come home, you have you sing that in your car, it sounds like a moron. But you can draw your ideas from that. It's good enough so you can get the idea with you. And so you listen to that, and the next thing is to record it in a way that kind of makes it better, makes it more visible or audible to you, whether or not you have something or not. And to have a quick way of doing that, to have a guitar always plugged in to a multi-track recorder, just a simple, cheap one, doesn't matter, because you're not trying to create an album there. You want that work environment where you can take your acoustic and then just record it while you sing, or you can record 2 tracks, just put some drums to them just to hear that. Is that going to work or not? Just bass, drums, guitar, singing, whatever. If you're not singing, then play it on your guitar. And so that's very important. If you're going to have to plug stuff in and, you know, pull out your effects board and do all sorts of things, then you might, in your head, it might be like, oh, I can do that. But no, you can't. You need to have that. You need to have that place where you can record ideas instantly. And because that tiny little barrier of having to do something before you can do what you do is enough to sabotage the productivity of creating tons of ideas all the time. If you have to, you know, you push a button, you light it on, and you create it. That's how it should be. If you have to go through several steps to set it up, to pull out the mixer, put it on your table or the multi-track recorder, and to plug the guitar and say, hey, why, we don't have a hole through here, we can't hear anything, then you're already, you have to create that environment. So work on it each day, all day, and then make sure you can record your ideas while you're on the go, and then create that little environment where, and do whatever it takes. And it doesn't have to be expensive, but create the environment where you can sit down and spend just 2 minutes working on a little idea, recording it, and then leave it again. Instead of having to use 2 minutes just getting ready, and then 5 minutes, and so on. So that's very, very important. And then, as I said before, make sure that the ideas that you develop and work on are really good. So develop as many ideas as you can, and then make sure that you always ask yourself, am I working on something very good here, or do I have to drop it and turn to something else? And of course, in the beginning, you do not want to be that critical all the time. In the beginning, you just want to use any idea and just run with it and just create all the stuff you can to get your skills to the level you want. If you're, you know, questioning every single thing you do, you never get to the composing stuff. So in the beginning, you just want to take and say, okay, let me get an idea just so I can practice composing. And so you take whatever idea you have, create a sequence, create the chord progression, and then put stuff together and then have a song and then go, ah, that's great. And then you go on to the next thing. Oh, that's pathetic. But but you need to get to that point all the time. So you learn and learn and learn. But as you grow better, you want to develop that speed of creating ideas so that the ideas you actually use and take all the way are 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 10 or 50, instead of you know, using everything you come up with and just enjoying the process of creating. But you can really get to an amazing level of joy and satisfaction for yourself if you aim that high, and you will get that high. You can create stuff that is way better than anything you ever heard in your life. You can get to that point if that's the standard you set for yourself, because that's just how it is. And you say, how could I ever create something that's better than the master? Because you know your preferences. So you can create something that no one else can for you, because you can take and tweak every single thing so it fits what you like. And chances are that there are tons of people out there who like the same things you do and who are willing to support you in doing that in the future. If that's going to happen or not doesn't really matter. The thing that matters is, can you put yourself in that place where you get that amount of pleasure from what you do? So those are the words on productivity. It's very simple. Just spend your entire day, have the things ready when you need them instantly, and don't rely on having to get to your car before you can record the idea. You come out of a meeting, you have an idea that you've been sitting, you know, you've been singing it for 5 minutes until the meeting was over because you didn't want to forget it. Then you go say, I just have to use the restroom. And you go to the restroom, pull out your recorder, and then you sing into your recorder so you get that idea with you home. That's the way to work with it, and then generate as many ideas as you can. Those are the words on productivity. Let's move on.